Let's clap. One, two,
ha! Well, blessings, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskine here, Christian Center. Shreveport Daily Podcast. So glad you're with us. We're releasing a prophetic word this week. The Lord is taking notes and he's taking names. And we're talking about moving into this realm where God has written about us. Today, we're going to talk about God has written your future fully. We must walk in it. Are you praising him today? Can you find a reason to praise him? We surely can, because he is always faithful. Well, welcome. It is our Wednesday podcast. So glad you're with us. The ninth day, eighth month, 2023. We're moving forward. Always excited at what God's doing. This is a big month in the prophetic. There's a lot of prophetic out there. Tim Sheets and others, we had something as well. We felt this is a critical month. Something big is coming in the spirit. So we're just preparing our hearts, preparing for what's about to happen. And this word that I'm releasing this week is critical. The Lord's, you know, making notes. He's taking names, both good and bad. But also we want to talk about, and we talked started yesterday, which is that all the things about your life are written in a book. Psalms 139:16. He sees, we've been given scriptures to that. He watches over his word to perform it. We know that to be true as well. But a passage out of Thessalonians says this. It says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's what I like. The one who calls is faithful, and he will do it. And I want you to get this. If you can see or know what's written about you, even written about others, about ministries, he will do it. That's what it means. To obey is to understand. We talked about that. To obey is to understand that he's going to do it. And all we have to do is come into agreement with what he's written. And as we do, we're going to move forward. Well, we've been sharing a vision by Bob Jones where he was taken and saw the books of heaven. We also shared a gentleman named Roland Buck, who had the same type of experience where he saw the books of heaven. And Roland's a phenomenal ministry. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but has a book called Angels on Assignment. Great book. Really introduced me to the angelic realm. I didn't even know about it. First time I read his book, I mean, I knew about angels, but I never knew you could walk in that realm. I was reading his book one night in the middle of the night. I got up 2 or 3 in the morning. I was reading it. And two angels came into my living room while I was reading it. It was just a sign. The Lord said, if you hunger for this, you know, he'll bring it. Well, in 1977, Roland Buck had an experience. It was a Saturday evening, and he had been studying, preparing for church on Sunday, a Sunday morning service. And approximately, he said, at 10:30 p.m., while he was praying before the Lord, he heard an audible voice say, come with me into the throne room where the secrets of the universe are kept. And instantly he said, Pastor Buck said that he was catapulted out of his study into the throne room. Now, I realize you have the choice to believe this or not, but I think this man's fruit was very clear. If you ever follow his life, I've studied his life, and it's very confirming what he heard and what happened. Anyway, and this man, he learned these truths that were imparted to him during this throne room visitation, and a greater understanding of the word was literally, he said, put in his spirit. And then he was allowed to view the books of heaven and the blueprint of God for this generation. Now, 77, you say, well, that's a long time ago. Well, that's really in this generation. I want you to catch this. And so the books of heaven, they contain, he said, specific destinies of specific individuals for their endeavors, their victories, and their accomplishments, even before they were fashioned in their mother's wombs. These events were foreseen and inscribed in heaven's archives. And, you know, that's an amazing thing that God so knows this. You're in from the beginning. He foreknew you'd do this. He foreknew things were going to come to pass. It's not that he made you, because we lose free will then. We have to have free will. But he was permitted partially to see his own heavenly resume, as what Bob Jones called it, and was told of 120 future events that would transpire in his life. And he later shared how the foreknowledge of these events was supernaturally imposed upon his heart and his mind in complete detail and accuracy. And now, just because he's gone on to be with the Lord, there are proof through his life, there is fruits that each one of those circumstances unfolded exactly according to the heavenly revelation given to him from a throne room visit. Now, I have to admit, and you would too, that, well, if you had that kind of experience, you would be more obedient. Well, then maybe, maybe not. Jesus said to this, to his disciples, you know, more blessed are you who are those who don't see than those who do. Because, you know, they were blessed to see Jesus. And he said, we're more blessed to walk by faith. So let's just take that for our portion and not try to say, well, if I had that, I'd obey. Don't say that. You can have faith to do that. So only God could do such a thing. You know, think about the fact that 120 things were told to him. Each one happened according to what was described. That there's no way you could actually measure that would happen that way. And the odds of that, it's like, I forget the billionth number that Jesus fulfilling all the prophecies over him in the Old Testament, that he became all the very things that was prophesied about. Okay. So the Lord gave Pastor Buck, Roland Buck, the insight into the destinies of people. He said, like Cyrus and Abraham and Paul and some of the leaders from his own church. And he was granted incredible wisdom about creation and energy and matter and mysteries of the universe. And the Holy Spirit had something specific in mind when he released this to him. And so he was one of those, what we call a forerunner, of that we can go into the supernatural realm. And I want you to catch this. We're at that moment, that Kadesh Barnea moment, where we can go in and have such encounters. And I know what the enemy is trying to do through the crises we're in right now is to cause us to have hope deferred. But fortunately for all of us, he will not put us in a place without hope. He gives us vision. He tells us the future. And if we can grasp this, if we can look into this realm through the Spirit and see what the Lord has for us, then what can happen? Our faith can be ignited and hope restored. The Lord is making notes and taking names. Your hunger is written down. Your desire about what I'm talking about right now is being written down. When you pray properly, and appropriate prayer properly in what you're doing, as it says to Daniel, that the angel moved immediately after he began to set his heart on doing this thing. And I want you to be at that place in your life where you say, Lord, I'm going to set my heart to do what's on your heart. And we see in the book of Daniel, so many times the Lord showed him what was going on in the spirit realm. You know, and it says in Daniel 10:20 and verse 21, it said, do you not know that I've come to you? The angel said this to you. Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But listen, first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. It said, no one supports me except Michael, your prince. So there's a book of truth as well. And we want to read that book. We know it's the Bible, obviously, the scriptures. But how much more powerful are the scriptures when they're enlightened by the Holy Spirit? And we have to understand that he has written these things, this truth, And it's our responsibility to seek his face, to be fed what he's saying right now. And we want to be those people that we're going after what he's doing right now. So get this. It's so written for you that it's so specific that if you just yield your flesh to it, then what will happen is God will direct the path. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel. He said it in a couple places, but in Ezekiel 36 especially, he says he'll take a heart of stone, make it a heart of flesh. And he says, my spirit will cause you to keep my ordinances or my ways or my precepts. And I think that also means what's written about you. He'll help you do that. Look, I know without a doubt, I walk in things that are written for me, and I know it's the Holy Spirit that has empowered me and caused me to do it. Because there's sometimes I've gone places kicking and screaming, not wanting to be there, tired, exhausted, whatever, have a bad attitude. You know, I can be a loner sometimes. Maybe you can be too. And, you know, somebody says, hey, let's go there. I'm just like, no, I'll just stay home. And yet, if I have a divine encounter that's waiting for me, then God has already written it in the place. You know, I'll just say for my own ministry, I've shared my testimony before. I should share other people's, but it's just easier for me to talk about mine because I know it's on my heart. When I was told in a dream what I was going to be doing in ministry, and I remember the night I had the dream about me becoming pastor at the congregation I'm a pastor at now. And I remember I argued with the Holy Spirit in the dream, which I did even outside the dream because I didn't want to be a pastor. But in the dream, I saw revival break out. I saw people being slain in the spirit. I saw them being healed. I saw them being delivered. I saw them shaking in the spirit. I saw the manifestations of the spirit all around in this dream. Okay. So what God was doing was letting me have a glimpse into the book that was written for not only me, but for our ministry. Okay. And I want to say this to you. Every single thing in that dream came to pass. 100%. Nothing was missing. Everything God said happened. Now, I believed it, but I even didn't understand. I was young at that time. I mean, I'm not that I'm old now, but I was young in the ministry, and I didn't know to war with my prophetic, 1 Timothy 1:18. I didn't know you just prayed what you dreamed. I didn't know any of that. I just walked out, and if God said do this, I did this. If God said do that, I did that. And in the midst of that, these things came to pass. And I want you to be encouraged. Everything that's written about you can and will come to pass if you just yield to the Lord. Follow his voice. Listen to what he's saying. And I want you to have that heart. That's my heart for you guys. All right. Are you ready for us to move into this? That's my really, really my heart's cry for you today, is that you would see that there are volumes of books about what God has for you. You know, the righteous have gone through so many things. And it says, we will not be shaken, Psalms 112. But the Lord carefully marks all those persecutions, all the injustices. This is where he's taking notes and taking names. In Deuteronomy 32, 33, and 34, he says, talking about what the enemy does, he said, their wine is the venom of serpents, and the deadly poison of cobras. Is it not laid up in store for me, sealed up in my treasuries? So see, the Lord lets that stuff accumulate. And I think that's the hardest part for us in the midst of this injustice that we're all going through right now, government overreach and all the battles that we're in. But I want you to know, the Lord said they're being stored up and they're being sealed, which means there's a time for release. And when God does that, he'll do it. Even when I was reading Isaiah and Ezekiel, when he talks about the judgment of Israel for their sin, but then when it comes time to turn around, the judgment and even the wrath that he brings on the enemies of Israel is unparalleled compared to their sin. I mean, God just pours out upon the enemy what they had heaped upon Israel. That's the goodness of God. That's what it means he's taking names and he's writing down notes. He is aware what you're going through. He's aware what we're going through in the body of Messiah right now. Now, we're just asking for the release of his timing. Now, our purpose and our job is to believe that it's written about us. And when we get the glimpses of it, that we have the faith to believe it's going to come to pass. That's our responsibility. That's what free will offers us and encourages us to do. Father, I pray for everybody today. For all the injustices, let us remember, Lord, that you're taking notes, you're making notes, and you're taking names, and you're going to bring your justice, your divine justice, in the midst of it all. May everybody be encouraged today of what's written about them in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. See you. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Sinners Report. We pray that we are an encouragement to you each and every time we come to you on these platforms. Well, we've come out of our sabbatical month. It's been a very busy time for us, but we are now back on schedules. So if you're following our ministry, keep watching all our platforms, whether it be on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. Our app is our best tool for you to keep up with what we're doing. So download that on your phone, Christian Sinners Report. Download on there. There's all our events there, but we also have our daily Bible readings, prayer requests you can put in there, connect cards, everything. Also, you can give there. And if you'd like to sow, we so bless you today for doing that. All right, come back tomorrow.